Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Kin Canyon. Many linguists believe that the language we use both affects and reflects our experience of the world. A popular illustration is that Eskimos have an unusually large number of words to describe snow, 32 or more, depending on the source. This diverse snow vocabulary is said to be linked with the fact that Eskimos live in a snowy environment, and therefore various conditions or forms of snow are more meaningful to them. There's a problem with this example. First of all, the term Eskimo is troublesome. A number of cultures are referred to under the umbrella term Eskimo, and a number of different languages are in the Eskimo-Aleut family. Secondly, Eskimo-Aleut languages, such as Inuit or Yupik, tend to join noun roots and suffixes into one word, while the same concept may exist in other languages as two words or a phrase. Some experts believe that an American skier has just as many words for snow as the so-called Eskimo. There are terms defining snow conditions in the air, on the ground, or in certain formations. In the air, a single unit of snow is a flake. A lot of flakes blowing at least 35 miles per hour is a blizzard. A whiteout is a blizzard with zero visibility. A flurry is a swirling mass of snow moved by sudden gusts of wind. Grubble is snow that has been coated by frozen cloud droplets to form a somewhat spherical shape. Snain is a mix of snow and rain, known off-slope as wintry mix. Once it hits the ground, snow ideally exists as champagne powder. Untracked snow is delightful, and bottomless powder can be fun but challenging. Snowboarders and backcountry skiers might refer to a fresh dump of powder as fat pow, as in, dude, it's going to be a fat pow day. On a clear, cold night, when surface hoar forms on top of powder, you can get a loud powder, which makes a beautiful tinkling sound when you ski over it. Lightly packed powder is acceptable snow for most skiers. Beginner skiers often look for freshly groomed snow. Snow that has been repeatedly groomed by snowcats creates corduroy snow. There seem to be a lot more words for snow that reflect less favorable ski conditions. Crud, boilerplate, bulletproof, breakable crust, slush, and mashed potatoes, to name a few. Corn snow means large, round snow crystals formed from repeated melting and refreezing. It acts like loose ball bearings under your feet or skis. Death cookies, or frozen chicken heads, form when spring slush refreezes. Utah skiers venturing outside the state might encounter blue ice in the east or Sierra cement to the west. While you are skiing, you might encounter snow in the form of a drift, cornice, avalanche, bank, pipe, roll, or mogul. If children are around, you might see a snowman, snow fort, or snow cave. I've really just touched the surface here. If you consider all the words for snow, ice, and crystal structures and weather conditions, the number of snow words really soars. As snow specialists with a diverse vocabulary, you could say that Utah skiers could give the Eskimos a run for their money. Thanks to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting research and development of Wild About Utah topics. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.